Wednesday, Rabbi.
Welcome as we celebrate Bob Marley's birthday at 72 years old this week. Before we get there, I want to share with you my thoughts on the silencing of Elizabeth Warren. A potential dystopian future is staring us in the face behind the wall of respectability. The halls and well of the U.S. Senate could afford to govern in a shroud of respectability for most of its existence because it was a polite white men's club. Democrats and Republicans, mainstream liberals and conservatives may have disagreed on policy, but they could always guffaw with backslapping brotherhood over whiskey and cigars. They belong to the same club. Then the world was torn asunder by 20th century black and women's liberation movements. The old boys club was gone. Respectability rules no longer applied. The rebuking of Senator Elizabeth Warren was over race and calling out racism. It reminded me of the caning of Senator Charles Sumner in 1856 on the floor of the U.S. Senate when he called out South Carolina senators as racist and brutes. The U.S. Senate is now run by a dictatorial right-wing racist brute in Mitch McConnell, who will shut down a presidential Supreme Court nomination and silence a woman speaking about racists gaining power in our federal government. The Civil War is not over. The 21st century, playing out that great American divide, is happening before our eyes. We do not know where it will take us, but it looks as if we could be tumbling into a dangerous, dystopian pit and abyss. Those are my thoughts for the morning. And you can check those all out on our Facebook pages where we posted that blog. And I think it's appropriate. Bob Marley would have wanted to hear the same things. He's a man who would have stood up and said what had to be said.
Redemption songs.